Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. Well, mainstream media incredibly excited about the fact that Judge Juan Merchan will completely pretty much control Trump's life, campaign schedule, while he's in Merchan's courtroom. And that's a bad thing, since Merchan's own daughter has earned more than $15 million fundraising for Democrats.
Yeah, no conflict of interest there.
None whatsoever. No, she's the president of a company that made raised $93 million for Adam Schiff and for the Democrat Senatorial Committee. And their take of that was $15 million, the company. So nobody knows how much Judge and his family made from that.
And the judge is a Biden supporter, too.
Yes, he's also donated to
Biden.
But,
of course, isn't it interesting that the questionnaire that they give to jurors says, you know, have you ever been to a Trump rally? Have you contributed to Trump campaign? Of course, you know, that would preclude you from being able to serve on the jury. But, of course, for the judge to be on the opposition, that's perfectly fine.
Right. Unless your family makes millions of dollars after Trump and the Republicans, in which case it's all very good. Absolutely. I mean, you would never be biased.
Yeah,
you never would.
It's a resume enhancer for you.
Right. Now, if Trump, so Trump's talking about this. By the way, and I explain this. This isn't just unethical. This is illegal under New York law. Your relatives, like four gradients away from you, cannot profit from the trial. So it's not just the judge, not just the judge's wife and kids, but like the judge's cousins and the judge's second cousins cannot make money off the trial. Well, doesn't that apply to this judge? I mean, that's the law. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. So what did the judge do then? Recuse himself to avoid breaking the law? No.
No.
He gagged Trump.
Yeah.
Well, Trump being Trump will not shut up.
No, he won't.
He won't. And good for him, because this is so wrong. I mean, this is just, it's just wrong. So how does the judge fix this? Again, by going, you know, I'm going to look up that law and see if I'm breaking the law. No, he gags Trump. And now, because Trump won't shut up, Alvin Bragg, the corrupt district attorney, is now trying to get Trump put in jail. He has to go through the first step, which is fining him $1,000 a post. And then after that, potential jail time. So the Democrats may get their wish. They may have him in prison at the end of a couple weeks here. Here, by the way, is legal expert Fox News Douglas Schoen talking about this New York law.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2 that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
I love this. Digital persuasion director. Gosh.
Yeah. You know, that's what I need. I need an audio persuasion director.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Digital persuasion director.
What a great title, right?
Oh, that's priceless. That's the best one I've heard in a while.
Yeah. So, yes. And she's doing digital persuasion for the Democrat Party, just to be clear. So, yeah. Meanwhile... this is the media. They're extremely excited because the judge has also ordered that Donald Trump must be in court every moment of every day, including useless things he can't do anything about, like jury selection. So they're parking him there to keep him off the campaign trail.
Right.
Here's what the mainstream media, they're very excited about this, thinks this will do for for the Democrats.
If you do not show up, there will be an arrest, Mershon says. Donald Trump doesn't have a choice here.
It's more diminishing for the president to be seen in a courtroom than to be rallying outside one.
The candidate for president could be doing something else today besides dozing off in a courtroom.
The split screen will be Donald Trump in a courtroom, Joe Biden on a campaign trail. So I think that's a very important juxtaposition.
Yeah. Joe Biden will be dozing off on the campaign trail.
I was going to say, he'd probably be like at the beach.
Or shuffling off the wrong side of the stage or whatever.
Yeah. So this is their plan. So they're going to monopolize him for 6 to 8 weeks. That is an eternity in campaign world. But, you know, Bonchi from Red State, one of my favorite writers, he does have an alternative take on this. And he's a Republican. He may not be wrong. Anything that keeps Trump away from rallies actually helps him. Mm-hmm. Being silent in the courtroom is his best option.
Yes.
If he can't seal himself in a basement till November, hiding from the media is not his issue. They are always going to talk to him. No, shutting up is his issue. Yeah, because he has a really hard time just saying the economy sucks, the border's open, elect me. That's all he needs to do at this point.
I know.
And, you know, he keeps stepping into it.
Right.
And you know what he does? I mean, he's got this psychological thing I keep putting out. When he's up in the polls, I get very nervous because he likes to be the underdog. He likes to be in a fight. Yeah. Narcissists are like that.
Right.
I have one in my family. They're not happy unless they're fighting. They're not wired like the rest of us, which makes Trump an awesome guy, okay, to have because he wants to fight. No one else in the Republican Party does.
Yeah.
But the problem is he gets bored if he's not fighting, so he creates a problem.
He picks a fight.
To lower himself exactly, in the polls so he can then fight his way back up while the rest of us are, you know, hanging on the razor's edge. So, you know, this could be good. Locking Trump in a basement could be good. So this may backfire on the Democrats, Lee.
So maybe he should try what Joe Biden did in the last election.
Well, it worked. One way or another, it worked. So Bonchi may have something. This could be good. Meanwhile, Trump is begging to be allowed out for even one day just to go to Barron's high school graduation. But the judge says
that is pretty ridiculous.
It's dumb.
And of course you've got all the MSNBC and CNN folks just gloating over this. It's like, please.
Well, they don't want to let go of a single day of press time of Donald Trump forcibly sitting in court in a felony trial. And you can see actually kind of why here, given what was buried inside this New York Times poll. And I mean buried. It's a New York Times Siena poll found that the Biden-Trump race overall is tied. I guess they're saying Trump's up 1 point, but it's in the margin of error. Okay, listen to this. It's this answer that's buried. Do you generally remember the years that Donald Trump was president as mostly good years for America, mostly bad years for America, or really good or really bad? Well, the answer is devastating for Joe Biden. 42% say that Trump's presidential years were mostly good for Americans. Just 25% of say Biden's were. 25%?
Just a little underwater on that one, isn't he?
That's not good. Trump also had a solid advantage on the other side of the answer. 33% said his presidential years were mostly bad for America, but a much larger 46%, a plurality, said Biden's presidential years have been mostly bad for America. So they got to send him to prison at this point. And again, I can boil it all down to one simple figure that came out from Moody's and Mark Zandi over the weekend, and that was 1,069, as in the number of dollars, 1,069, the average family of four now spends extra per month in Bidenflation.
Yeah.
They don't get anything extra for that, for the same things, goods that they had before. I mean, that is, at least for me, the way we live, that's approaching a mortgage payment for us. It's very close. Yeah. And you're just supposed to gaff that off. You're just supposed to be grateful that you maybe got a little raise at work.
Yeah, and believe that we have a strong economy,
And believe that.
Yeah.
And this tells us people don't believe it. Texter writes, when I extend my middle finger, I am the visual persuasion director. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, Byron York is writing, Manhattan's Alvin Bragg, putting Trump on trial amid a presidential campaign is striking in part because of, this new survey basically that I just read showing that, you know, people are not happy with the economy. So they want him front and center in court every day to remind you that he is maybe a felon. So you won't be thinking about that $1,069 extra a month. They don't want you to think about that. But you can't help but think about it.
I'm still thinking about that check I wrote to the Treasury Department yesterday.
I know. And you know what is so maddening about that? The new numbers are out this morning. How many people you and I flew to America? Illegal immigrants. This is law breaking. This is not legal. Flew to America. America. Last week, they had admitted to 360,000. Yeah, that was low. It's 404,000 illegal immigrants flown to America by Joe Biden from January 2023 through last month. So a little bit more than a year. 400,000. That is a massive clip. 400,000. Now, here's what's scary about that, okay? The four countries they came from, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, we cannot vet Venezuelans.
No.
We cannot. We don't have a good relationship with their government, and their government bragged a few weeks ago they're letting the most dangerous criminals out of their prisons. Where do you think they're putting them, Lee? On a plane.
Of course.
Ditto with Cuba. You straight up cannot trust the Cuban government. Are these people who they say they are? I don't know. Are they just dumping their criminals on us? They've done it before. Cuba has emptied its prisons and dumped them on us. So, I don't know. Haiti, here's the other problem with Haiti. Again, Haiti doesn't even have a functioning government right now.
No, that's a completely failed state.
So we can't, they just have a guy who likes to barbecue his enemies and eat them.
Yeah.
They do, really. The cannibal. They're a gang-controlled country at this point. You know, mm-hmm. It's like there's no vetting who they're sending either.
No.
Yeah. So that's what your money's going for. They are flying illegal immigrants in, 404,000 of them since January of 23. That is a staggering, staggering number. Wait, Lee, wait till they fly the Gazans here. That's coming.
No, okay.
No, that's why... That is why it was said in the UK Parliament that Biden is actually building that floating pier. They don't need it for food. They can already get food in. It's to get the Gazans out, to bring them here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever had a non-traditional pet? I asked y'all that one of like maybe the third year I was here. I'm in year 10 now, and it was one of the best shows I've ever did. Just you, some of you have some crazy pet, like stuff that maybe shouldn't have been taken out of the forest and made into a pet. Now it's living in your living room, with or without a rabies shot. I had some incredible phone calls and texts on that one. 71307. Well, this family thought it would be really cool to get their 9-year-old son what he really wanted, a pet octopus. The child was so thrilled finding out at age 9 for his birthday he was getting the pet octopus. He cried. I didn't even know you could buy an octopus. This is new to me, but they did. Headline, UK Daily Mail. It upended their life and destroyed their home after giving birth to 50 babies. The family has spent more than $3,000 on food supplies and water damage repairs. By the way, octopuses are they're really smart and they're really good at getting in and out of things, including stuff like pipes. Oklahoma family had no idea the birthday gift they got for their 9-year-old son would lead to the birth of 50 octopi, or octopus babies. Numerous water tanks that took over half the bathroom, thousands of dollars on food supplies, water damage repairs. Cameron Clifford, a 36-year-old dentist, told his son Cal, who'd been obsessed with octopuses since the age of 3, that he could have one. But when she arrived, they ordered her. She was much bigger than they thought. She immediately laid eggs and went into hiding. Yeah, that's apparently the last thing they do. They at the end of their lives, they lay eggs and then they die. There's actually a really beautiful octopus documentary right now on Netflix if you want to watch something really cool. It's a guy who becomes friends with an octopus in the ocean. I'm a sucker. I get sucked into that stuff. Anyway, the family had to arrange 50 separate homes for the unexpected offspring, spend thousands of dollars on clams, crabs, and snails, not to mention the cost to repair the damage to the house from the spilled water and the electrical fire. Oh my gosh. You know what sometimes, mom and dad, sometimes you just have to say no. Even when it breaks your heart and they cry, you just have to say, you know what? We'll get a goldfish, son. An octopus, yeah, maybe when you're older. Buy your own octopus. Meanwhile, the desperate dad's been calling aquariums and research facilities, begging them to take the babies off his hands. It's a lot of work, he says. A lot of work, emotion, money, and time. I don't think that we've been fully prepared for any of the challenges, but the hope is to rehome as many as we can. Those that we can't, we will figure out a way to keep them alive and be responsible. It's not a real concrete plan, but we're doing pretty good so far. So what is, okay, octopus, what is your non-traditional pet? One lady last time had a possum. They seem kind of nasty, but she really loved hers. So good news is they don't live that long. So if you get one, you regret it. It's pretty quickly reversible. Texture rates here. The plural of octopus is either octopuses or octopodes. Really? Did I get that wrong? Well, I apologize. I immediately correct myself. Texture rates. Polls divided by states give Trump over 300 electoral college votes. We'll see. We'll see if that holds if he's a convicted felon. And I don't know, but we'll see. Texter writes, there are plenty of restaurants that would take those octopuses or octopodes off their hands quickly. LOL. Yeah, calamari. So good. I guess it's so wrong. Texter writes, if Trump is in court, he's not spending money. He does not have on the campaign trail. All right, so maybe. Text writes, I don't care if Trump's under the jail and a felon. I'm still voting. But yet 93% of Republicans feel that way. He's going to keep 93% of his voters, even if he is a convicted felon. Text writes, Tara, digital persuasion director. This sounds like she's an OnlyFans girl. Oh, by the way, did I tell you guys? The state where people make the most money on OnlyFans is not South Carolina, the number one state, but the number two state is South Carolina. So y'all have got it going on and you are monetizing it too. I read that yesterday. Yeah, the median income on OnlyFans a month for South Carolinians is $1,400. So whatever y'all are shaking, you're making it work. And after that, it was like $500, $600. So. Oh no, but anyway. Texter writes, I can't see Speaker Johnson without seeing Frank Underwood. It cracks me up every time. Well, Frank Underwood has some strange predilections. That's what I'll say. Texter writes, I have one word for the octopus, calamari. Is that idiot on the, that idiot is on the TV screen. House foreign aid vote could happen as soon as, this idiot, if you listen to the first hour of the show, this idiot just created a massive police state in that FISA bill. They vastly expanded the FBI spy powers by changing a definition. I'm not sure if the GOP leadership read it before they passed it. Yeah, I mean, it is full on scale like a Chinese surveillance state. It is freaking people out so badly. So much people are figuring out what was in the bill, and it's not the same FISA, you know, that we, the FISA, reorg that we normally do. Reauthorization that we normally do. So bad, liberals and conservatives, liberal think tanks, conservative think tanks, everyone from Brennan Center to the Heritage is freaking out this morning. We're going to live in a surveillance state. And that idiot passed that bill, giving the FBI almost total power. No warrant needed. They can get any piece of information anytime on any American by forcing other Americans and American businesses to turn it over. I don't know if you read it or didn't know. What a mess. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I would love to throw a punch at some of these people in our government. Well, it would wake him up. He seems to need that. Yeah, we'll have more details as the show unfolds today on this just unbelievable idea. Edward Snowden's freaking out. Everybody's freaking out this morning. Both sides of the aisle. Like, we are going to live in a police state. They're calling this the most, the biggest expanse of police state power since the Patriot Act. And it is. Texter writes, God forbid people leave wild animals alone. And Texter writes, just a quick correction. Calamari is squid. Really? What? That's, it's squid? You can't eat octopi? I don't know. I mean, I think I've had it once at a Chinese restaurant. It all looked the same to me. It had those little feet. I have my husband eats the one with the feet where you can see the tentacles. I just eat the ones that are kind of blobby. You don't really know what you're eating. I'd rather not. Not radical at all. The new CEO of NPR says she would have loved to have had children, but the earth is burning up, so she didn't. So she loves her nieces and nephews in a tweet yesterday that's caught on fire. She would have loved to have kids, but the earth is burning up. It's just, you can't do it. Who's going to tell her? Now, who's going to tell her the earth isn't actually burning up? Maybe it'd be best if she didn't know. Wouldn't you hate to find that out at the end of your life when you're alone? You believe what the left said and you didn't have kids? That just rips my heart out on some level. But, you know, useful idiots. Yeah, poor thing probably doesn't know that even the EPA admits, because it was on their own site, I've screenshotted it, that 80% of their sensors that have been working up and running since the 1940s either show no change or global cooling. Now, 20% do show a change. They show warming, but almost all of those, there are only a few exceptions, are in cities. They're in highly paved areas with a lot of asphalt. In other words, there's no man-made global warming. It's not a thing. Wow. And about some of the left's other ideas. Going vegan isn't better for you. This is from the UK Daily Mail this morning. Study finds plant-based meat products are full of salt and fat, and they're not good for you. Researchers have discovered plant-based meat products offer no clear benefit for heart health. And worse, people who ate fake sausages, burgers, and mince also seemingly had worse blood pressure than their meat-consuming counterparts. Experts labeled the health halo surrounding plant-based meats unjustifiable and urged the food industry to reevaluate the development of the next generation of meat alternatives. You know why this is? Why would you have better blood pressure if you eat more meat? Or if you just eat meat? Because it's what you're meant to eat. You're not meant to eat that fake stuff. You're not meant to eat. It's all highly processed. You're not meant to eat that stuff. Highly processed stuff causes high blood pressure. But who is eating meat? I saw this and I went, ah, I get it. For the first time, it makes complete sense to me why they want to dramatically decrease the amount of meat the average person eats. Who are the main consumers of meat, both here and in the UK? Men. Does it make sense? They hate men. So they don't want y'all eating. And if they figure out you'd like to eat something, they want to take it away. Because it's who they are. It's who they are. Yeah. So according to The Guardian, we get to the bottom of this. They're trying to starve men. High-stakes society. Who are the 12% of people consuming half of all beef in the U.S.? Men. It's actually kind of interesting to me that men eat so much more of the beef than, well, the rest of us. I love meat. Anyway, a recent study shows on any given date, just 12% of people in the U.S. account for half of all beef consumed in the U.S. It's men between the ages of 50 and 65 who researchers dubbed as disproportionate beef eaters. So that, you know what that is? That is meat privilege right there. And that's not fair. Look, if the rest of us have to get high blood pressure because we don't eat meat, then you should have high blood pressure too. Or something. Texture H. Tara, I'm a woman, but I'd be mad and have high blood pressure too if I couldn't eat meat. Yeah, I know. Texture writes, plant-based meats, typically liberal terms, I guess, if that soy plant wants to identify as a cow, it should have that, right? Texture writes, if global warming was an actual thing, would we not be setting new record highs every year? Well, you know, here's the thing. We do set new record highs every year. We do. I mean, Lee and I end up covering them. We have this conversation over. You know what else we do? We set new record lows every year, too. Every single year. You go find them every year. And when we set the record highs, the media goes wild. We're burning up. When they set the record lows, they're like, hey, take a jacket today. But they don't point it out. Texture writes, I had a pet skunk as a child. Of course, he was the skunk. I don't know what that means. His favorite thing was Oreo cookies. We had him for 10 years. We also had a pet owl. I'm telling you, these people, we found her in the woods. She only had one wing. And we had her for another 15 years. She was a sweet little thing. She loved to cuddle up in an electric blanket. We have a segment of the show where when people want pets, they go to the woods. They just take the cute little woodland animals there. They do. All right, the owl sounds injured. Did any of that make you sick? I just can't imagine interacting with wildlife would be safe. But wait, I mean, what do I know? Skunks, are they, I mean, can you housebreak them? Can you housebreak an animal, like an owl? Are they housebreakable? Or, I mean, did they just get to fly around the roost? Or you had kept an owl in a cage? Did you walk the skunk? Because they seem kind of ornery to me. Like they might, I don't know, bite you or something, but maybe not. Hey, if you're still there, would you text me the answer to these questions? You people send me these texts and then I got to know. And then you're just at work and I don't know. I'm left hanging. Texter writes, Tara, definitely don't tell her. Oh, yeah, talking about the CEO of NPR who says she did not have children because the world is burning up and she would have loved to have had them. Useful idiot. Useful to the left, not the rest of us. Don't tell her, Texter writes, not reproducing will be her only meaningful contribution to our society. All right, there is that. And the drivel she puts out as the head of NPR. Another Texter writes, I'm kind of glad she's not having kids. Okay. Another Texter writes, it's better if the people at NPR don't reproduce at all. Okay. Another texter writes, Tara, I hate to break it to them. Not only do I eat meat, I can also hunt. So says Tracy from Ware Shoals. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, when the elites meet for conferences, what do they eat? Prime rib, filet mignon? Yeah, I know. Right. Texter writes, grass-fed cows are plant-based meat. Yeah. Texter writes, I know what I'm having for dinner tonight. Taco Tuesday. Yeah, in my house, we either have Taco Tuesday on Tuesday or on Wednesday. Texture rates, walk the skunk. Wait, no, so okay, here we go. My mom used to have a skunk. Texture rates. They took it to the vet and got the sac that produces the smell removed, kind of like neutering it. And there's no like wildlife law violation there. Or, I mean, maybe there's not. I don't know. How did that work out? Is it like having a dog? Are they friendly? How did you get this skunk? I mean, I know they're cute, but I have questions. Texter writes, Tara, there's a reason why veganism is the diet of choice for cults. The caloric restriction makes members more malleable. Texter writes, a benefit of growing old is meat consumption. Finally, something to go along with painful joints and paying more in taxes. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I have heard skunks are good pets. You can get the stink sack removed. So says Brian from Taylor. I'm still reeling from last week because a lot of you apparently have pet chickens. You say they're smart. And I have to feel bad about eating chicken. I already feel really bad about eating like bacon, which I love because pigs are apparently as smart as, if not smarter than dogs. I feel really bad about that. I mean, not bad enough to stop eating bacon, but I don't want to be on a guilt trip of my chicken too. But then some of you wrote in and said chickens are dumb too. So that I feel like I felt better. Oh, about the skunk. He was actually very cuddly. As for the owl, she was very sweet. She would hop around the house. She would play with the cats and the dog. Wow, they didn't eat her. The only problem with her was she would like to make owl sounds in the middle of the night. And at first they were kind of freaky, but we got used to them over the years. What? No, you didn't answer the question. Were they, okay, with the skunk and the owl, were they housebroken? That was the question. Did you walk the skunk? You let the owl out to go out or you keep it in a cage? Like, how did, was it, is it a housebroken? Because that had to get kind of gross, you know? Texter writes, give her a Darwin Award. What, the CEO of NPR? Oh, really? Texter writes, Tira, skunks are very trainable and they use a cat's litter box. And finally, red meat builds brain matter. That's why they want to ban it. Okay, makes sense. Well, I got an answer to my question. Apparently, all of you who have skunks as pets say that they are very easily trainable. They'll use the kitty litter. Texture rates. let's see. I know where to go. Yes, the skunk was housebroke. He would use the kitty box. We also had an outside area for him to go outside. And he used the kitty box right along with the rest of the kitties. And as for the owl, I guess, was not housebroken, but lived in an enclosure outside. So. Texture rates. I had a wild flying squirrel in my semi-truck for months as a pet. He started to bite, so I had to get rid of him. I'm not sure if that's real. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I called my county animal control because my neighbor's yellow lab had killed my precious laying hens. A red-tailed hawk had also enjoyed my chickens. Another texter writes, I've got 9 chickens, but they are outside. Don't understand how they can be pets indoors because they poop about every 5 minutes. I view them as staff, not pets. Yeah, that's kind of what I would do.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.